Thanks for dropping around. It's Michael Kerr, and you are listening to Humor at Work. I want to talk about slaying the beast of tomorrowitis. Now, you know what tomorrow is, right? That mythical land where 99% of all human productivity, motivation, and achievement is stored. If you're feeling overwhelmed at the prospect of tackling a huge, daunting task that you've been putting off, here are a few tips that might help you overcome that dreaded disease known as tomorrowitis. First, just jump on it. Jump on it. Studies show that we drain our reservoir of willpower as the day progresses. So plan to do things that take a lot of willpower first thing in the morning. If you dread making sales calls, for example, well, there's nothing like two or three quick calls first thing in the morning to build momentum and overcome inertia. As Mark Twain said, eat a live frog first thing in the morning and nothing worse will happen to you the rest of the day. Break it down. If you need to trim your budget by 10% and don't know where to start, then just pick one line item and tackle only that item for today. Get clarity. You know, sometimes we don't act on things because we don't really understand why we need to change, or how, or where the finish line is. So get clear on where it is you need to go, and chances are you'll get going sooner. Find an accountability partner. Studies show that when people use accountability partners, the likelihood of achieving their goals skyrockets. Focus frantically. Hate the thought of gutting your files or cleaning out your office? Well, if you're having trouble getting going, then remove distractions, so no phone, no computers, set a timer, and do 10 or 15 minutes of focused work. It's easy to tackle the most daunting beast if you know it's just going to be for 10 minutes. Celebrate small victories, create a yardstick for success, and reward yourself in a fun way at each baby step of the journey. And last, make it fun. Turn it into a game. Create a competition, even if you're just competing with yourself. Crank up the Rolling Stones if that's what it takes to start you up. Schedule a 1-minute fun dance break every 15 minutes. Just do something that will help you turn tomorrow's promise into today's action. And now my fun at work tip. Speaking of tomorrow, as I'm doing this podcast, tomorrow just happens to be March 26th, which is official Make Up Your Own Holiday Day. So, you know, even if you're too late for it, you can do this anytime. Why not hold a contest to see who can create the most creative, offbeat, wacky holiday that would also be highly relevant and appropriate for your workplace or your particular profession? And then go one better. Actually turn it into an annual tradition to celebrate every March 26th. And the quote of the week from H.G. Wells, speaking of tomorrow, the crisis of today is the joke of tomorrow. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, here's some accidental medical humor found on medical reports. This patient lives at home with his mother, father, and pet turtle, who is presently enrolled in daycare 3 times a week. That is one smart turtle. This patient is numb from her toes down. The patient suffers from occasional, constant, infrequent headaches. When she fainted, her eyes rolled around the room. And finally, this patient has been depressed ever since she began seeing me. Well, I want to again tell you about my latest book that's out, The Humor Advantage. Go to thehumoradvantage.com. It is getting rave reviews. You've got to pick up a whack of these for your team if you want to take your culture to the next inspiring level. So check it out. We have an awesome book trailer there. Visit thehumoradvantage.com. We have great discounts for bulk orders. We would love to hear from you. The book is selling like hotcakes, so thank you everyone for your support with the book. And until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.